A mortar shell broke the silence of the civilians' hoped-for peaceful weekend in Damascus. The shell hit an apartment on the 10th story of a building in Al-Mazi neighborhood. It destroyed the bedroom entirely. No one was hurt as residents were having lunch in their living room. Pieces of the apartment's balcony also fell on cars parked in the garage, damaging some of them.
We were sitting in the living room. We heard a very strong and loud sound from the next room. It was completely damaged. The walls and windows, everything inside was smashed.
We were in the living room. The windows fell suddenly because of the mortar shell. No one was hurt.
As always, foreign-backed militant groups have always been behind several mortar shells that damaged shops and residential buildings on Al-Mazi Highway in Damascus. Civilians in Syria remain the ones suffering the most because of the unrest. Since the start of the unrest, scores of innocent civilians have been either killed, injured, or had their properties damaged. Hours before, a car bomb exploded during the night in another part of the area. Women and children were hurt. Shops and houses were severely damaged. Experts say foreign-backed militants are attacking civilians as part of a psychological war against them.
Armed groups, by targeting civilians, are aiming at defeating them psychologically and harming the infrastructure and properties of the people, mainly those supporting the government. They want to break the people's steadfastness. They are seeking revenge from government supporters.
Meanwhile, clashes have taken place in various parts of the country. Syrian army units continued chasing down foreign-backed militants, including Qaeda-linked insurgents, killing a large number of them in Al-Diabiya, Husseiniya, Douma, Tadamun, Hijjera, Beit Sahem, Zamalka, and Erbin. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.